Have you been to many exorcisms?
Yeah, I do perform exorcisms when needed, and they've been from such things as cars, and there was a haunted cinema in Bristol where a young member of staff was so unnerved and so disturbed by the psychic presence in that cinema that he'd given up his job. And a man doesn't give up his job for nothing. Very sensible, strong young fella, and he just said, I can't work here any longer. So I went along with him and a very gifted psychic medium friend of mine, and we went, with the manager's permission, to the place where this young fella who'd given up his job had felt that the psychic forces were at their strongest. And it was in a passageway just between the entrance to the cinema and the back of the screen. And he said, this is where they are. And my psychic friend said, they're swarming all over him. They're things like psychic piranha fish. There's something terribly evil and unpleasant here. And I looked around, and he was a big, strong young fella, and he was collapsing down the side of the wall. I grabbed him to stop him hitting the floor. And he then, I let him down slowly so he didn't hurt himself, and he moved into a fetal position with his hands across his stomach, saying, they're all over me, they're all over me. And my psychic friend said, yes, they're swarming round him. And I had the holy water with me, as exorcists do. I sprinkled, I couldn't see anything, so I was like the blind swordsman. I was sprinkling holy water at the place where my psychic friend said she could see them, and saying the prayers of exorcism. And she said, they're going, they're terrified. And she said, the whole lot's gone down the corridor. Now, the other thing that was so strange, something that we all noticed, was the scent, the odor. When the boy had been under attack, it had been as though there was a smell of decay and corruption in the corridor. And as soon as my psychic colleague said, they're terrified, they're going, there was a beautiful fragrance like mountain pine.
Just like that.
Just like that. And I smelled that too. And the young man got up and said, they've gone. Oh, I feel better. So there was one of the more spectacular exorcisms that I did. And then, again, a car and a cinema, we don't tend to think of them as haunted. They're part of our modern technology.
Have you ever been attacked doing an exorcism?
Never physically. I had a very strange guy who tried to set his pet demon on me. It was it's the thing I laugh about. He took it all seriously.
Why was he after you?
Well, he and I had different views, and I had criticized something he'd said in one of his books, and he was rather upset. And he'd invited me round there to have a chat with him, I think hoping that he could sort of reconcile our differences about a particular thing he'd written. And he also had he was a fairly stocky, you know, it's a male macho thing. I think he was mildly trying to intimidate me. Another guy there with him, and as I step in, we hadn't met before, and he suddenly saw he was confronting a 15-stone weight trainer, and so that idea went up the chimney. I didn't look apparently the kind of guy who was easily intimidated. And, I'm a third Dan martial arts instructor, and I think maybe it shows. So anyway, the next thing that they tried, he had a very curious thing apparently carved from half of a coconut shell, and they got little button eyes on it and little horns. And he had it in a glass case beside the door, and as we were leaving, he said, this is under my control.
I love it.
And I said, Sonny, I am an ordained Anglican priest. If you send that thing after me, I'll toast it and eat it between two slices of bread.
And then pop you because I'm a black belt in karate.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know, sometimes you have a little bit of fun, but I've never been physically attacked, though I have heard of exorcists, whose testimony is reliable and believable, who have been, if not physically attacked, have felt very dark powers moving them in a certain direction or pushing them, and some have actually said that they've felt things tugging at their clothing, and very often the victims of really severe poltergeist activity have had the bedclothes pulled off and the bed shaken.
Evil is tough, Lionel.